Hello and welcome, dear ones. We are Galexies. And this is our blog for December 2024 and January 2025. We have so much to share with you. We feel it's important. We hope to keep the blog short, but you know us. Perhaps we will have to give some seminars on these topics so we can go into greater depth than we do here. But for today, we want you to be relaxed, happy, free from worries, and feeling good. We have messages for you to assist you in creating a fun future. And with these as well. Well, the election is over. The transition has begun. And the world's political scene is shifting in response. Now, most people have turned their attention to the holidays, perhaps still looking warily over their shoulders at what the political leaders are doing. After all, the U.S. is the world's top superpower, and whatever the U.S. does affects everyone, everywhere. So while you may be enjoying the holidays, we suggest that you also orient yourself to who you are now, where you're at, and where you're going in 2025. Check your mood about the election and the future it's bringing. Are you optimistic, frustrated, sad? If you voted, did the one you voted for win or lose? And why do you think Trump won and Harris lost? Really, down deep inside. You see, you're sensing the shift going on, even if you're not consciously focusing on it. It's deep inside you, moving, shifting, changing. And your subconscious mind is holding a view of the future based on whether this coming administration is for you a good or bad thing, or maybe an indifferent thing. Even if you aren't politically minded, you're being affected. Your subconscious is being affected by the big energy shift this election created in the collective mind field. Well, you've probably noticed that in your personal life, after every peak intensity or event, there's often a crash or drop of energy, a depression. Well, this is happening now on the planet. This is happening socially and culturally. It's happening in the collective. Now, this crash also is opening up another opportunity. Because building around the winter solstice and expanding into January is this opportunity to see the future, to get a glimpse of at least your own future. So take off what time you can, relax, go within, do what pleases you the best you can, and postpone what doesn't please you the most you can. Nurture yourself during this time around the solstice and remind yourself what we said in the last blog. The beautiful future is inevitable. But it certainly makes it happen sooner and more with more elegance if you look for your own personal beautiful life and you create it in your imagination. Many positive and hopeful futures are on the way, dear one. And we want to share how you can have a hand in bringing those in. And without struggle, without, effort, without frustration. Start by asking yourself, quote, if I had all the money and love and health in the world that I could possibly want, what would I want to do with myself right now? If you feel excited about something, well, then write it down. Write down what you would be doing. If you don't have any motivation right now, ask this question of your body. Quote, if I had no duties, obligations, commitments, contracts, demands, pressures, guilt, worries, or expectations put on me, what would I want to do now? Your answers may be different. We find right now that many, dear ones, in this crash, in this deep place of integration, going within, in the dark part of the year, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, that there's an urge to hibernate, to relax, to be with family and friends, to kind of go offline as much as you can. Well, this solstice is an opening. It is a shift there's always a profound shift that happens at the solstices and the equinoxes. So maybe your body wants to just sleep more. Maybe your body just wants to relax more. If you're motivated, oh, if I had all the money, love, and health, maybe all you want to do is just hang out with some friends, watch some TV, read a good book. So until mid-January, we would suggest utilize this period of time, this crash period of time, this post-election drop of energy. Until mid-January, sleep more, rest more, let your mind drift more, take more naps, go for a walk in the woods, read a good book, whatever. In other words, restore yourself, reset yourself. You see, after mid-January, the energies will begin to pick up again for more doing, for more action. And watch what is happening in the world. We're entering a period of revelations. And, dear one, this is a good thing. Secrets and suppressed knowledge must come to light. Revelations will come. How people in government positions of power, influential people in industry, in alliance with media, they've lied to you, and you've learned, and you've learned that if you watch certain media or follow certain posters, you found how governments and corporations in alliance with each other have deliberately promoted a toxic capitalism. And this extracts more and more wealth and resources from the working class and the middle class, sending it up to the billionaires and globalists at the top. So there's more revelations about this, more detail about this. There's going to be revelations about suppressed medical healing technology, repressed remedies. There's going to be more awareness about alien visitors to the planet. More openings to the sinister purposes and uses of war. Who's running the show? You'll find out more and more. And you'll recognize on and you'll see that some of these narratives and beliefs that have been promoted incessantly have only served industry. And these narratives can be about the climate, the environment, about vaccines, about COVID, about now bird flu, and how everyone has been psychologically manipulated. The information is coming out. Now, you know, some people say, well, you're just talking conspiracy theory, you know. And yes, you know, there all of these were initially conspiracy theories, but conspiracy theories have a tendency to be revealed as fact, and most of them have. So it's almost like there's a joke that came out that said, what's the difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth? And the answer is about 6 months. You know, you're really finding a lot of revelation. Now, this revelation period is also reflected astrologically in the transit of the planet Pluto into Aquarius. Now, we've already shared that. Pluto represents a collective unconscious mind, and Aquarius, the egalitarian, information, widespread people available, you know, information. It's just available to everyone. The secrets and mysteries get revealed. And of course, you can expect a lot of pushback from the manipulators and all those uber rich people at the top and the people who are controlling stuff behind the scenes. Well, you know, the right has been exposing the secrets and the manipulations of the left. And during this upcoming administration, the left will now expose the secrets and manipulations of the right. And this is a cause for great optimism. It's good to know what's being done to you in the name of profit and power of the few. So far, this partisan battle approach only keeps people divided. And no matter who you voted for, this can be upsetting. Why can't we all just get along? But we mentioned on our previous blog how the beautiful future can and will come. It's destined. regardless of who has won. And we also emphasize that this time will be a time of destruction of the old, clearing the toxic debris of society through illumination and revelation, which makes way for the creation and building of the new. So it is a good thing that this is going on. Now, you may not know exactly how all of this will happen, but you see, the people on both sides, seeing the secrets and the manipulations, will begin to realize that they're both being manipulated, and they will come together and stand up to the authoritarian diktats, the dominators, the narrative dictators, the experts, the religious leaders, the science leaders, the media influencers, and especially the fear-mongering done by all these top dogs in the social hierarchy. A lot of it is going to be revealed that the government is covering stuff up to benefit industry and not the people. But the beginnings of these trends have been happening on both sides of the political divide. If you can stay in the in-between, in unity consciousness, you can see the lights flicker on both sides, people waking up. You can feel the thrill of watching the flames of the positive future ignite. That is what we have recommended on what the channel does, is a meditation where you dream and imagine people waking up all over and saying, let's get together, let's join together. Because people on both sides, people everywhere want the same things, really, when it comes down to it. They want meaningful work. They want to be with their loved ones. They want health and vitality. They want opportunity. They want certain comfort. They want a culture that's supportive and interesting. And they want to be able to pursue their own interests. And they don't want to spend all their lives working for the man. Okay, so people across the political spectrum are going to have to get together, and this is going to be part of the great shift. If you can dream it, if you can imagine it, if you can hold the resonance of that, then you can be in what we call the in-between. You see, the place between the left and the right is not really the supposed center, political center, which is just a more neutral form of the same corporate top-down control perspective that's dominating neoliberal politics now. Perhaps you can call it the third way. It's a place where you don't take sides and align with one tribe against another. It's where you see the good and the bad on both sides. It's not a place of laziness or avoidance, however. It's a place of expanded awareness. Now, in sacred geometry, in math, in the mystic schools, this place is called Vesica Piscis. It's an area of overlap of two equal circles creating a shape like a pointed oval called a mandorla. This shape, standing alone, represents the place of non-duality, of unity. In some traditions, the mandorla is the celestial vagina, where creation flows into the material plane from the spiritual dimensions. It can be the portal between heaven and earth and the earth and heaven. Pisces is fish, and this symbol, with extending a bit of the circles to the shape, which turn into a tail, it looks like a fish. Put on its side, it was a symbol for the early Christians. While they were still connected to the mystical teachings of the Christ, and Christianity had not yet been co-opted into a state religion, it had not been politicized yet, it was still this mystic Vesica Piscis, a place of great consciousness. Now, it's not just a Christian symbol. The Vesica Piscis shape is found worldwide. It's Brahmanda, the cosmic egg, and the shape, this shape of the mandorla surrounds depictions of heavenly beings and saints and in both East and West. We bring this up because this in-between space, the Vesica Piscis, is a representation of the consciousness space where you can access the imaginal realm, your creativity. It's the womb of creation, the womb of the goddess. Here you can find a place of total peace and harmony, a center of all things. It is a space where the masculine and feminine energies come together to create new life. It's a place of connection, of oneness, a place of non-duality. From here, you can imagine, create, and bring forth a new idea, a new reality, a more beautiful world, first for yourself, and then your new world self will ultimately move your whole reality onto a track to the world you want to live in. To bring forth this new world, you don't have to be an activist, unless that feels good for you, and you don't have to figure out the means and methods of bringing in the new world, unless that feels good to you. The most elegant way of creating a good world is to craft a future for yourself. To do that, we suggest you step into the in-between and dream up your own personal new world from there. Now, as we have said many times before, you create your reality. So you're creating not only your life, but you're creating all the people that are in your life, all your family, friends. You're creating all the politics of the world, in a sense. You don't know how you're doing it. You don't yet have the masterful capacity to just determine it, because that's something that you're growing into as a spiritual being. But what it means is that when you create your personal new world, you're creating, you'll be able to create more and more positive energies out there in this other world, of what you feel like the other world, because you're not powerless, you're not helpless. Your intention can help create that, you see. So did you know you created all these people? So you can create a new world. Now, but it does require living in the in-between. What is it like to exist in that freedom and the potential of the in-between? First, what is the in-between not? It's not taking sides, like in a sporting event or political race, because then you want your side to win and the other side to lose. You may overlook the mistakes of leaders on your side, but snicker and judge the mistakes of those on the other side. You may understand your side's point of view, but simply think of the other side's point of view as stupid, maybe even evil. You may think your side is above the other side or superior to it. See, your side could be, you think you could be right, and the other side is wrong. You see, duality blocks positive creation. This maintains conflict. This maintains pain and suffering. So it's not identifying yourself by your demographics either, such as your gender, age, race, your city, state, or country, your ancestral traditions, or even your economic level. If you identify yourself with your tribe, it'll restrict you from seeing beyond the dogmas and the faith-based narratives of a group of people. It's too easy to feel threatened by the presence of power of those in other tribes, and to fear that they can undermine your culture and sabotage your family, your life, your children's hopes and dreams, even. You can feel defensive and overprotective of your family and friends and not support their contact with those in other demographics, you see. But now here's more of what being in the in-between is. The in-betweener, as we said before, she's a good and bad on both sides. The in-betweener assumes that people's essential nature is good, no matter what side they're on. You will want the best for all concerned, and you will hope for a future where all can thrive. Thus, you might seek dialogue rather than dogma. You might even create friendship with those others instead of othering them, and you'll find and understand where they, as good people, are coming from. Now, your family and loved ones are generally in your tribe. Do not feel you must detach from them, control them, or preach to them, or whatever. This is not about separation. Give them the love, support, and freedom to find their own truth, to think differently than you, to insist on the same freedom, however, that you give them, to be given to you. Of course, you may need to put limits on the activities of, let's say, children that are in still minors. And otherwise, you know, advise your children wisely. So stay connected. Stay loving. Stay plugged in. In-betweeners identify and hold an image of themselves and who they are as being the person they are in the present. And the person that they are in the present is growing and expanding into being more in the future. It's just natural. You're in a process of evolution. Thus, you would be emotionally mature enough to not fall for adolescent and child behaviors like, let's play high school or, you know, social media stupidities. So, in-betweeners are never victims. They know they're co-creators of their lives and reality, so they don't hide who they are. They cannot be manipulated, propagandized. They cannot be controlled by anybody, including societal authority figures, religious leaders, experts, and even governmental leaders, because they know how the manipulators operate. And they know to stand up for who they are. They do not obey anyone blindly. They ask questions, and they get informed, and they educate themselves, and they do their own research so that they can make empowered choices. They take responsibility for their health, including lifestyle factors such as diet and exercise. They take responsibility for their reality. And when you take responsibility for your reality, by the way, you can change it, and you can work with it. You can shift things. You can't do that if you don't take responsibility, though, because if you've really got to own that you do create it, even if it doesn't seem like you do, and oh my gosh, it looks like you're powerless. No, you're actually creating it, and the more that you can claim that, the more powerful your capacity it will be to manifest what you want in your life. Now, also, in-betweeners are very creative and they have imagination. These are divine attributes. Now, you may not feel you can do all of this and be this amazing in-betweener, but you see, most of what you need to look at here is just to see the resonance of it, feel the vibration of it, feel the freedom and the lift and the lightness of it. If you intend to move into this place of extraordinary freedom, you're already halfway there. And when you're in this Vesica Pisces space of the in-between, you're free to imagine your personal future without bias, without cultural limitations cluttering up the energy. If you can identify as an in-betweener, you can more easily see how the political battles and side-takings can be resolved. You can see the overlap between the right and the left, the higher truth, the evolution going on, and you'll find your anticipation of the future becoming happier and brighter. You can see and sense the emergence of the new world and live in it yourself on a day-to-day basis, even if it doesn't seem to be applicable, quote-unquote, out there. Now, please don't see this in-betweener Vesica Pisces experience to be one you have to work hard to get to. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to know everything and be all mature and know what to say in every situation. And you don't have to stay on top of all the political changes and who's saying what and doing what. You don't have to even see creating a new world to be a task or a project to be involved with, or any achievements that you have to make. Let go of all the struggle, the earning idea, i.e., if I work hard enough to improve myself, I'll be able to create a good life and make a difference in the world. No, this is not a mission of service to the world. If you feel it is, then first let go of your ego, nobilizing of it, and then reassess. What it is here is you coming here on this time to the planet to witness and participate in the great consciousness shift from 3D to 5D. You also have the opportunity at this time to complete the cycle of birth and death, to be, in a sense, Earth's graduating class, to move on into greater, more divine spaces. Now, you're already on that track. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to meditate all day. You don't have to be some kind of perfect person. The burden of the future is not sitting on you. Don't see it that way. Let go of the spiritual slave driver. Now, those of you who've had privates with us or taken seminars with us know about the slave driver. The slave driver is the inner part of you that gives you the mind talk, that tells you and pushes you and cracks a whip over you that you must work harder. You must work smarter, faster. You're behind. You're not good enough. You must do more, faster, harder, faster. You're not living up to your potential. You need to be more loving. You need to receive more. You need to fill in the blanks. Give all that up, dear one. Don't buy into the fear that you've got to hustle and do this and do that, or otherwise, you know, your life's going to go down the toilet. Okay? Don't feel guilt that you're not doing enough, that you're not carrying a bigger burden, or you're helping the world in a greater way. Give it up. Give it up. You're here. You're on track. Give yourself a break. Let walking the path to the new world be light, easy, and fun. That's the energies you want in the new world, yes? So now we come to the part of our blog where we're going to talk about your future self. We want to share with you a technique of bringing that beautiful future to yourself here and now. The channel heard it from a friend and thought it was very fun. So, but now we've focused on the future quite a bit, if you've been following us, having given a seminar on the future you that you can utilize to ramp up your manifestation abilities and build a beautiful future for yourself. And that's available as a workshop on the GalexisSpirit.com site. The technique we give share today is a kind of simpler, quicker technique or version of what you can go what you can do, and then you can, if you want, you can go into greater depth and do a greater shift in the seminar if you want. But remember, you cannot change what already has been manifested, but you can shift your life track, which goes from where you are now to the future. You can change it to a better and lighter future, towards a more harmonious, healthy, and happy future. And any degree of shift will involve a better life for you quickly, even if you aren't already there, wherever there is for you. So you can start it changing. You can start it moving and changing in a beautiful way. But if you're dissatisfied with what is and you want to make that change, you're going to be resisting. You don't want to do that. What you resist, you give more energy to. So what you want to do is really look for the more beautiful world. You want to imagine it. You know already you create your own reality, and we've already mentioned that all these other people you've created are playing parts in this reality. So if you stay focused on your own life, knowing you're playing a positive role in other people's lives around you, you don't have to be this grand champion. You don't have to be the martyr. You don't have to carry the world on your shoulders. Well, you see, we're going to talk about designing your future. You see, no one's trained from childhood to masterfully craft and create a future. So don't think you have to be really good at this. It takes practice. But the essence of successful future designing is that it holds a resonance of happiness, joy, fun, power of self, freedom. Imagine that you are looking into the future. Here's a technique. Here's the technique. Perhaps it's a mist or a landscape in front of you. Directly in front of you, extending out from your feet, is a path. That path to the future. And along that path, let's say only about 10, 12 feet in front of you, sits yourself in the future. Your most likely probable future self, 2 years from now, let's say. This is the you will be if you don't change a thing you're doing right now. If you simply follow along automatically the path you're on, This is the self you will be in 2 years. It looks 2 years older than you, and looks happy if you're happy now, and looks sad if you're sad now. This self is reflecting the now. It may be looking at you, looking to the side, or even sitting with its back to you. You know, you might even notice what the future you is wearing and how the future you is positioned. And what, just kind of sense it. If you can kind of sense some of those details, it becomes a little bit more real and workable for you. Now, imagine another path emerging from where you are, onto the left or the right of this central path. Sense it leading from you, and about 10, 12 feet on either side, wherever you're going, you see your optimal future self. Now, this is not the ideal self, but the best you could probably be 2 years in the future. Generally, the channel senses hers on the left, but you may find the right side feels right for you. Now, note the attitude of this self, who is greater than you are now, who is living a better life with more positive and happy success in it. This future self is pursuing like fun projects, it's healthier, it's more vital, it's more radiant, and it's this future thoroughly enjoys his or her life. So notice what this self is wearing. Notice the body posture and the direction of attention. Once you have these two figures, start by having compassion for the probable future you. This self may still be struggling with the same limitations that you are now, having the same emotions as you, and life is pretty much the same, without the good changes you want to make. Love that self. Have compassion for that self. Now look at the optimal future self. Let them look at you, and you look eye to eye. You want to be there in that future. Notice the state of being, the feelings, the lightness, the pleasure of being that self. Just kind of tune in if you can and just see the radiance. Feel the lightness. Feel it. Feel that lightness. That's just so cool. For example, the channel noticed that her future self was looking at her and winking mischievously, as if she's doing all sorts of interesting things and experiencing greater depth of intuition, connection to the divine, and more. Well, maybe your optimal future self will smile at you, wink at you, or even gesture you to come his or her way. Don't look at in detail exactly what this self is doing. That's the form. What the format is, don't look at the physical circumstances. Just get the feeling of how much happier this optimal future self is. What would it be like living at this high level of joy 24/7? Now, once you have the feeling of being that future self, and I know this requires some imagination, send all the love you can to them. Just love, 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 love the best you can for half a minute, for 30 seconds. Well, you don't have to count it exactly, but just love, 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 love. Send the love, send the love. Then your future self is receiving the love gladly, and you can see that they just eating up, just enjoying it, smiling, receiving it, receiving it, receiving it, all this love from you, heart to heart. Just send this love. And then your future self sends you back lots and lots of love. Now imagine yourself receiving bucket loads of love, drenching you, love, 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 pouring on top of you. Imagine yourself giddy with love energy. Now notice the space between you and your optimal future self. It is brightened. Notice it's shining, pale gold, white, or metallic shining gold. In your imagination now, step your foot upon that shining path over to this optimal future self. Walk over to them and give them a hug. Feel the love. Feel the joy. What fun. Then just step into them and merge. Merge. Just blend the two of you together into one. Feel the love and joy as strongly as you can. Feel the freedom. Feel the empowerment. Feel the healthiness. Feel, you know, the prosperity and abundance energies. Feel the good stuff. Just kind of see if you can imagine it. Amplify it, amplify it, amplify out. Bask in it. And then separate once again. Bring that love and joy back to your present position. Notice that the probable future self has faded a bit. And the optimal future self is brighter and much more cheery and bright. The brighter the track in the future self, the more likely now it will become the new probable future. Now do this daily. And after you've done this daily for several days, then begin to imagine more detail with your optimal future. What does the world they live in feel like? Feel the friendliness of that world, that reality. Feel safe there. Feel also what good energies surround your future selves, friends, and loved ones. Feel the atmosphere filled with love and harmony. That environment, you want to get the frequency of the environment. And know that you, as this future self, is loved and cherished by the divine. So good outcomes will be natural and normal. Now, you may not believe this right now. So you've got to practice choosing that, knowing that the divine self has good outcomes. In other words, don't worry. Don't be concerned that you haven't done this good enough, your intentions haven't gotten through to the universe. You know the universe is listening. Focus on letting your intention and your imagination expand into positive energies. Just get that feeling, get the resonance going. So keep sending love back and forth regularly with your future self. And if you can, spend some time daily focusing on the feelings of that future and integrating them into your daily life. Seeing yourself having fun 2 years from now, but also see if you can kind of imbibe some fun and get some fun going in your current life. You know, where your attention goes, consciousness flows, energy flows, love flows, power flows. Feel your future self's high level of value. The inner knowing of the divine essence, the connection with the guides, with the support, receiving the love and support of the universe. Feel the safety and love surrounding that future you. By doing this imagination, you're building and reinforcing this brighter future. You're not uplifting that other future self that is now fading away. You've given compassion to that, you know, old probable future. But it begins to fade. It's not as bright. It begins to fade. You send your compassion and love to that self as you are sending your compassion and love to yourself now. So you see, 2025 can be a miraculous year. It can be your year of feeling freer than ever before, lightening up your life and enjoying your existence. One final tip before we go. Love yourself. Whatever that means to you. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, just letting you eat so much ice cream that you could get sick. Maybe that's a good experience. It'll teach you where your boundaries are. But love yourself, not indulge yourself. Love yourself. Value yourself. Care about yourself. And do it consciously. Set boundaries if you need to. and say, no, I'm not going to sacrifice beyond this point. Be aware of your motivation. Make sure that your motivation is clean, that you're not motivated by fear, by guilt, by shoulds and oughts, that you don't do everything because it's a duty or an obligation, or that you think you have to earn everything. As we said before, you don't have to make this hard. It's really just about being in the frequency and allowing yourself to bask in that frequency. And that can bring miracles. It can bring magic and miracles in 2025. The world is going to go through a lot of changes politically, a lot of leaders, a lot of different leaderships in different countries are going to change. There's a lot of changes coming in the whole political scene around the world. There's a whole revelation coming. There's probably going to be more fighting, more war, not less, but a lot of regional conflicts, a lot of protests, a lot of mobilization of people for causes and groups and so on. So there's a lot coming. You need to be able in 2025 to flow with light and love and ease and elegance through the year, and open up to the greatest possibilities of healing and success that you can. And that comes as you love yourself. And as you love yourself, you will be creating a reality that you love. We wish you the very best happiness of the holiday season and the most magic possible for the new year, 2025. Thank you.